I'm Russ White for MSU Today. The Food at MSU initiative recently held its first Our Table conversation.
We are at Cristo Rey Community Center for the first roundtable discussion through Our Table, all about food access through food at MSU.
That's Cheryl Kirschenbaum, who moderates the Our Table discussions.
Our Table is the centerpiece of food at MSU. It's a series of roundtable discussions. Each roundtable will be on a different topic, so we're launching this with food access, but we hope to explore topics like sustainability, health and nutrition, science topics like what does it mean if something's organic or what is a genetically modified organism. And we'll be taking this table from community to community. So we're starting in our backyard here in Lansing, but we'd like to travel around Michigan and then eventually out of Michigan to spark a dialogue and have a conversation about a number of different areas.
Ron Hendrick is Dean of MSU's College of Agriculture and Natural Resources.
Food at MSU is a university-wide initiative, and our goal there is to make MSU a better and more engaged partner when it comes to really all things food. And so one of the initiatives within Food at MSU is the Our Table initiative. And this is the inaugural event for that. And Our Table really is focusing on bringing people together around a literal table with the goal of the university being a much better listener spending a little less time being the expert, and taking a bit more of a position of humility and really trying to remove some of the barriers that our science and bureaucracy and other things put between the faculty and our staff and students and the people we serve in the state of Michigan.
Lorraine Weatherspoon is professor and director of the didactic program in dietetics at MSU.
In my field, one of the things that we're really concerned about is the extent to which folk can get access to healthy, affordable, safe food. And most times when we think of limited income populations, that's one of the things that seems to be most elusive in most of these communities. There's just not enough resources placed on how individuals can better address their food, healthy food needs especially, and identify how it is that MSU and MSU resources can serve as an outreach arm to things that they may need or not need.
We live at a time where a lot of people aren't sure who to trust. We're getting a lot of our information on food from social media, from friends and family, and it's hard to know where to turn for answers.
Joe Garcia is executive director of Cristo Rey Community Center.
You know, and also love to be able to drill down on the topic of food access, because for most people, you know, it's very common, pose the question, what is food access to you? You know, they're going to speak about the availability of healthy foods that are, you know, nutritious and culturally appropriate and things of that nature. But, you know, there's more to it. Physical, mental health, community development, equity. You know, we need to drill down on those particular issues and be able to see how we steer the ship into the right direction in those particular areas.
In food access, a lot of people think we're just talking about calories to people or showing up and having a meal prepared. But food access challenges are a lot more broad than that. So educational opportunities, counseling, just general health issues are a really important part of the puzzle to solving food access challenges that we don't hear about nearly as much.
For Joan Nelson, executive director of Allen Neighborhood Center, food access is about local food access.
Well, I'm intrigued about a conversation involving people from the community, the greater Lansing community, as well as MSU on food access. Our food access focus is really all about local food access. So our farmers market features mid-Michigan farmers, and we find the arguments, the ecological and the economic and the health benefits, you know, for local food to be pretty compelling.
Professor Rich Pirag is director of MSU's Center for Regional Food Systems.
So I think one of the key issues and something I plan to probably bring up is the difference between equal and equitable access. And, you know, an example of that would be, let's say you've got a full-service grocery store, and you would think equal access is a good thing, but some people may not have a car because of their financial circumstances. It may take them two or three bus trips to be able to get to that full-service grocery store. So it's really not equal access. equitable access is where everybody really has the same access. And so that might mean more corner stores that have lots of healthy fruits and vegetables, so it's within walking distance in an urban area. So I think that's an important, it's a nuance, but it's a very important one, because I think people generally see access just generally to healthy food, and it's people's individual financial and personal circumstances really have a lot to do in being able to tell whether it really is, it's accessible or not.
For more on the Food at MSU initiative, visit food.msu.edu or search for Food at MSU on Facebook.
But it's only the beginning. We expect people not to go home and feel like they know everything, but maybe give them some more to think about as they're making their own decisions about food and figuring out maybe what they can do to support our community here. We want this to be as inclusive as possible, because this is less about us telling people what to do and more about us listening and figuring out where to steer the conversation and where to go next.
I'm Russ White for MSU Today.
End of the day, healthy food, healthy people, right? A healthy source for food access, you got a healthy community.